Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Here I am, I said, send me. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah reveals the whole gamut of reaction at an encounter and call from the Lord. First, amazement at the majesty and goodness of God. Then, often, an acute awareness of our guilt, what we lack, how we have failed, how we are unsupported for the task at hand. For I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. But then, God provides, as he always does, and invites us to mission, and our hearts desire to accept that mission. Here I am, I said, send me. In today's gospel, we hear the call of Simon Peter, our first pope, the rock on whom Jesus built this church, which has stood the test of 2,000 years of challenges. Simon and his fellow fishermen were washing their nets, a sign of their work being completed for the day. Jesus invites Simon to put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Our rock, our first pope, responds with some discouragement, but also an acceptance of the mission. Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets. And of course, what follows is a great catch. Simon's humility before the Lord and Jesus' invitation to them to become fishers of men. Their hearts desired to accept the mission, and the rest is history, salvation history. I am here with you today preaching to every parish in our diocese to convey an invitation to mission. As you may have heard, Pope Francis has called for a worldwide synod, asking us to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. The word synod means together on the way. We are a pilgrim people. Yet as sin enters in, our journey becomes divided. Factions and cliques enter in. Open dialogue becomes difficult, especially regarding religion. We find it difficult to truly listen to those who do not share our deeply felt beliefs, opinions, or experiences. Even active Catholics can strongly disagree about the way forward. Through this synodal experience, Pope Francis invites all of us to put out into the deep and attempt anew to listen to those who are different than us. In our diocese, we are rooting our synodal mission in dialogue with those who are no longer practicing the faith. We want to equip each person in the pews to enter into open conversation with someone in your life who does not regularly participate in our Catholic community life. This is an invitation to listen. We want to be sensitive to wounds, anger, or negative perspectives. We want to listen as Jesus would, open to what the Holy Spirit is revealing in this encounter. This is not an invitation to debate. We don't seek to judge or correct a person in these moments of open conversation. Every person listening to this homily today is a member of the body of Christ, this church. You are the church. And as a church, we want to listen through your ears to those who have left us, who have never given the Christian life a chance. What are they saying? What do they need? Now you may say, but Bishop, I've tried to talk to my son or daughter, my neighbor, about why they don't come to church anymore. I've tried to invite my coworker to a Bible study. I've tried, but they're not interested. I know the wound of seeing loved ones leave the faith. My heart aches for my own family members and friends who are not living in the joy of the gospel. I'm 70 years old. I know what it is to try to strike up these conversations, these invitations, and then seemingly fail to draw that loved one any closer to Christ. Indeed, sometimes it feels like the gap is wider than it was before. I know that each of you in the pews has been like Simon Peter. We too have worked hard all night and caught nothing. Today we are called to put out into deep water, to try again with the grace of the Holy Spirit at work in this global church synod. Together, we will take these synodal conversation guides and open a new conversation with someone who has left the active practice of the faith or never given it a chance. The guide includes a personal prayer to invite the grace of the Holy Spirit upon your conversation. It includes a brief explanation of the synod so you can share with the person why you are inviting them to conversation. There are also some suggestions to help us be more successful and not end up mired in negativity. Finally, there are questions that I ask you to focus on during these synodal conversations, and I ask you to listen with gentleness and openness, but the heart of Jesus. You could listen to one person or 10, however many the Holy Spirit calls you to speak to. Think of the impact these gentle conversations could have. And then we have a website set up to receive feedback from your conversations. Pope Francis and my fellow bishops want to hear what people have to say about the Catholic Church, good, bad, or otherwise. We can take it. We want to know how we can better support every human person in our midst. So please, after your conversations, use the website on the card to reflect this feedback to our diocese. Thank you for your attention today and for participating in this great diocesan-wide and truly global mission. And may God bless you all.
All right, thank you. Once was enough. Yes. I would tell that to his face, too. The bishop and I have often lamented that he has siblings of his that don't practice the faith. I have siblings that do not practice the faith. All of us know someone. Someone that used to pray here with us in this church, or another one like it, who has somehow wandered from the fold, has some sort of hurt or wound that will not heal. And we want to help that process. The church wants to hear how it is viewed in the world, especially by those who are not in lockstep with the church. And that's why the bishop invites us, along with Catholics everywhere, to be in these conversations. He mentioned these booklets. We ran out of the glossy ones, so you're going to have to settle for my photocopied editions. But in this booklet, you have everything he spoke of, explanations of the process, questions that you might ask of those who agreed to talk with you, but then also the portal so you can update the diocese and the information you receive. The diocese is going to spend 3 months collecting all this data, and it's going to come from 6,000 dioceses all over the world into the Vatican. And then all the bishops will come together to figure out what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do next as we venture further out into the deep waters of the third Christian millennium. And you might say, I can't do this. I'm too timid. I'm too fearful. I don't want people to dislike me. Well, we heard the bishop referring to Isaiah, Paul, and Peter and their reaction when God's will was on them. Isaiah said, I'm doomed. Paul said, I'm the least of the apostles, unfit for the title, as one abnormally born. And for Peter, of course, depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man, because all he seemed to ever be able to do was argue with Jesus, whom he believed to be God, about which one of them better understood God's will. But the one thing that Isaiah, Paul, and Peter have in common, besides being men, is that they are sinners. None of them were perfect, but each of them was called. Each of them was called, each of them was chosen, each of them was sent. And that could be said for all of us. We are all called by God. We are all chosen to spread his word, and we're all sent forth to go and announce the gospel of the Lord, especially to people who have not heard it and those who have forgotten all about it. And so this is our chance to get into Peter's boat and to set out into the deep and lower our nets for a great catch. So we'll invite you at the end of Mass, for those who feel so inspired, to come forward and take one of these with you so that you may begin the conversation. And now I'd like the catechumens and candidates to come forward for their dismissal. For the first time in 3 weeks, I didn't forget you, okay? I remembered not to forget.